Could you please tell me, tell us, what is the figure for last year's, I mean, before pandemic? How many tourists came?
The numbers.
Numbers, yeah, well, figures.
2019 was a record year for Yucatan. We received 3.2 million visitors that year. That was the highest number ever in Yucatan. We also had record numbers in the amount of investments that arrived to the state, in the connectivity, in the derrame económica.
In the economic impact.
Thank you. I'm sorry, the Spanish music. Switching, it's complicated. Yeah. I mean, the GDP from tourism raised a lot.
Germans, I mean, from Europe, maybe USA citizens
USA
are the first.
USA number one, then I'm pretty sure it's Spain, Germany, UK, then Canada, then probably Italy and France. Those are the main markets from outside.
I saw many international hotel chain in Merida. What about the other places? I mean, your beach side city, what was the name? Do you have any international investment, hotel investments over there?
Yeah, but we're not looking after those huge all-inclusive resorts, especially in our coast. We have boutique hotels, luxury hotels, even with better rates than the huge all-inclusive hotels from other destinations, as Cancun. But we want to remain sustainable. And to be sustainable is not to build a hotel that is similar to any other hotel in Cancun or Punta Cana or Miami. We want an authentic hotel in our destinations with local materials in which you can eat local food. And those are the hotels that we have. Yeah, there are many international chains that are coming, but they're adapting to what how we do things. As an example, Marriott, it's operating the haciendas in Yucatan. As an example, we just launched the Camino Real or the NH or the Banyan Tree, but they're using local materials in the rooms, that they're using local wood, local floors. They're using the locals.
Camino Real also.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to ask a couple of questions around. There's a movement towards smart tourism.
The what, no?
Smart tourism.
Smart tourism.
Yeah. So, and obviously with that, you can direct people to go to the under, the under-frequented places, so
yeah,
that people can avoid the crowded beaches and go to there. Have you got any intention of going along the route of smart tourism so that people can pick up their app and go to the right places?
Oh, well, we just had our new website, Yucatan.travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a friendly website. It has a lot of information. It also has a planner, so you can plan your trip using that website. It's very useful. And of course, with those kind of tools and with events such as the Tianguis, we're trying to promote Yucatan and to teach people, because that's very important, that Cancun is not Yucatan. People is very confused about Yucatan and Cancun. And there are many, many travelers that are saying, hey, I have already visited Yucatan. Where in Yucatan? Cancun. Okay, that's not Yucatan. It's the peninsula, the Yucatan Peninsula, which gathers three states, Quintana Roo, Yucatan, and Campeche. Cancun is part of Quintana Roo. Chichen Itza is in Yucatan, it's not in Cancun. So why I'm saying this? Because many tourists, especially from Europe, they're booking their whole vacation in Cancun,
mm-hmm,
on an all-inclusive resort which has nothing to do with Mexico and has nothing to do with our authenticity. And to be honest, it's not all-inclusive because it's not including the community. But they're booking daily excursions to Yucatan because this is where the real authentic experiences are. We want to let them know that they can arrive to Cancun. It's a very connected city. They can spend a few days in the beautiful beaches in Cancun. But if they're coming to enjoy the experiences in Yucatan, they should stay in Yucatan. We have much nicer hotels, luxury hotels, with lower rates. And they should experience our jungles, our cenotes, our beaches, our colonial cities, our gastronomy. That's where the real thing is.
Well, thank you very much. I think we...
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Yeah.
Do you have any plan to make tourist attractions plastic free? Do you have any plastic free policy?
Yeah, we would love to do that. Actually, the Minister of Sustainable Development have been working on many politics such as that one.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working a lot in certification of the cenotes and the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it sustainable.
Personal short question. How long do you work in